I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The alleged kidnapping of 35-year-old Erica Martinez of Hobbs from the Zia Park Casino in Hobbs on September the 8th may have not been a kidnapping after all. Police reports have surfaced that Martinez was believed to have been kidnapped from the casino by her ex-boyfriend, 36-year-old Jonathan Saragosa, also of Hobbs. Reports indicate that as Martinez was leaving the casino, she allegedly dropped a purse full of fentanyl at the casino's parking lot. Casino surveillance video shows Martinez being chased by a man in the parking lot and then being shoved into a car, which then sped away. 2 days later, both Martinez and Saragosa were found in Carlsbad. Saragosa is currently under investigation for allegedly kidnapping Martinez and failing to comply with probation, while Martinez is in the custody of Carlsbad police for failing to appear in court on a traffic violation. One person was killed and five other people were injured in a traffic crash near Porter Road and Carrasco Road, just south of Carlsbad, around 11 a.m. Thursday, that according to Carlsbad Fire Chief Richard Lopez. The details of the wreck and the ID of the deceased have not been released. Hundreds of people turned out to the Lee County Republican Party's pig roast on Thursday night at the Lee County Event Center in Hobbs. Among them were Republican Attorney General candidate Jeremy Gay. A district judge in Santa Fe will hear testimony of a lawsuit claiming that Gay did not establish enough time at a residency here in New Mexico to run for Attorney General and to be on the November ballot.
Yeah, the law and the facts are on our side on this one. You know, they've done their internal polls, we've done our polls, and they know how close we actually are right now. And that's why they're launching these attacks. So they're coming after me for leaving the state to go on active duty military service and coming back and running for office.
State Republican Chair Steve Pierce was also at the event, and he believes that Democrats are very nervous of losing key elections.
And people are saying they're going to vote for Republicans, and so that's the reason they're afraid of Jeremy. That's the reason that the governor started running ads during an uncontested primary. That's a waste of money if you're not afraid of what's going on. So I think Democrats are running scared, really.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.